We're up to Siman Sadi Vav in Hilchas Tefillah. We'll be doing the entire Siman. Says the Mechaber, Kishehu Mispalel, when you daven, Lo Yechos Biyodo, the person davening should not be holding in his hand the following things. First, Tefillin, because Chalila, you're afraid they may fall. Velo Sefer Mikisvei HaKodesh, and none, no Sefer from Kisvei HaKodesh. This would sound one of the Sifrei, like one of the Sifrei Tanakh. Mishnah Berurah says that it applies also to all other Sforin. Velo Kara Malaya, as well as not a full bowl, a plate that's holding things, because they may scatter. Velo Sakin, in other words, if it falls, then everything's going to get all over the place. Velo Sakin, and not a knife, because that may Chalila fall on someone's foot. Umo'os, as well as not money, out of fear that the money will scatter, it'll be difficult to find it. The kikar, as well as bread, out of fear that the bread's going to get ruined. Why is all of this aser? Mipnei shelibo alehem, because one's thoughts are on that. Shelo yiplu, they should not fall. And as a result of that, v'yitored, you'll be preoccupied. V'tisbatol kavanoso, and the kavana is going to end up being batal. So that one cannot hold in his hand while he's davening any of these things that may fall and either get ruined or hurt him, or chalila, it be something that you're not supposed to drop, like tefillin or sfarim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from a taz that really you shouldn't be holding anything anyway. There's a Birkei Yosef that you should not even put a child down in front of you who's sitting precariously in a way that your mind is going to be that the child, the infant, should not fall down. So all of these things are usur because there is a real fear that you're going to be distracted, you'll be preoccupied, and you're not going to be able to have kavana. Now this goes for Shemona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Prima Gadim who says that the same goes for Krishma and even Psuka de Zimra. Now in all cases, the halachi is that Bidi Eved, if one did hold these things while he was davening, while he was saying Shema or Psuka de Zimra, the halachi is that he does not have to go and daven over again. Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting here. The halachi is the kavana in the first bracha of Shmona Esrei is liyikuva. The kavana in the bracha of Ovos is ma'akev, where mi'ikar adin, if one did not have kavana on others, he really has to daven over again. However, lemaisa, we don't do this because we are afraid that the same way he missed kavana the first time around, the same is going to happen when he repeats the Shmona Esrei. So there's no real sense repeating Shmona Esrei and not having kavana the second time. In this particular situation, if the reason someone didn't have kavana was because he was holding something, and it's clear to us that it's only because his mind was preoccupied, he was distracted, would he not be holding something? He could have kavana, although perhaps not the kavana that they used to, but at least a basic kavana of Pirush HaMilim, understanding what he's saying. If because he was holding them, he did not have kavana, now he should daven over again with kavana. And we do not say there's a chazak, he's not going to have kavana this time either, because this time he won't be holding the things that distracted him. So this is one situation where, although we generally say that the halach is you're supposed to daven over again if you didn't have kavana in others, but don't do it, this is one situation where we would tell you to redaven, and that is where the clear reason for your lack of kavana the first time was the fact that you were holding something that distracted you, and the second time you will not be holding it, and it will not distract you. The Mishnah Berurah brings a suffix. What happens if you want to hold tefillin because you're afraid that they're going to get stolen? You're afraid that someone's going to go and take them away. So there he has a suffix that it may be mutter davni because it's better than nothing. And whatever you do with them, your mind is going to be on the tefillin out of fear that they're going to be stolen. If you're in the middle of davening and a sefer falls down, perhaps even your sitter, so if you can go on davening without distraction, the halacha is that you're required to. If, however, you're going to be distracted, like the idea that there's a sefer on the floor in front of you bothers you so that you just cannot concentrate on Shemona Esrei, then the halacha would be you can actually lift it in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Now, what happens if you're in the middle of davening Baal Peh and you get confused and you don't know what to say and you need a siddur? So the halacha is that you're allowed to go and actually get a sitter so that you're going to be able to concentrate on, say, your davening and be able to concentrate on it. Now we go back, and the Mechaber says, V'luliv bizmano, a luliv, say on Sukkis, when we use a luliv, muter lechos biyodo, you're allowed to hold that during Shmona Esrei, kivin she'achiza biyodo u mitzvah, hi mitzvah. Actually, holding on to the luliv is a mitzvah. So eino nitrad bishvilo, because of that, you will not be distracted by it. In other words, there is no chshash of bittul kavana because it's a mitzvah. Based on that, the Mishnah Berurah says that although we've said that even for psukah dezim or any part of davening, you should not be holding things, this is why it is mutter for the shliach tzibur to hold the Sefer Torah for Birkas HaChodesh when he mentions Rosh Chodesh. And he also mentions Yukum Purkan. Apparently there was a minag to hold the Sefer Torah even for Yukum Purkan, and he said that that too was mutter because his kavan is for the sake of the mitzvah of giving the bracha with the Sefer Torah, and as a result of it he is not nitrad, he's not distracted. Siv Beis mutter lechos machzer tfilos biyodo b'shal shemispalel. Similarly, you are allowed to hold the siddur or machzer in your hand while you're davening. Hold the tofus letzorot tfilatzma lo torid, because it's not distracting. You're holding the siddur for the sake of davening. Dum yedalulav, very much like a lulav. Mishum delikichaso mitzvah lo torid, because holding it is a mitzvah, you do not get distracted. Says the Ramah, Hago mikol mokom im lo haya biyada kodem shehizchil, if you started davening without a machzer, lo yachzer acharav b'tfila litlo, you should not go looking for it in the middle of your davening to get it, elim ken haya b'makom yuchad shehu muchan, unless it was actually in a very specific place, so you know exactly where you're going, but you don't go searching for a siddur in the middle of davening. Afila b'tocha, atfila k'rei l'spal mitocha. The Mishnah Berurah adds to this, that say you have a siddur that is going to require that you turn pages at different times of davening. You should put bookmarks in before davening, so that you should not, in the middle of davening, have to go searching. So say, for example, the old-time siddurim that had the first three brachas for all Shmon Esrei's together, and after that you have to go turn pages for Shabbos and for Yontif. A siddur like that, you would certainly have to put a bookmark in. And the same would go for a siddur that will send you elsewhere for Al HaNisim and Shabbos Hanukkah in your Shabbos davening. You should put a bookmark there so you shouldn't have to go fumble for it in the middle of your Shemona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down that it is correct to have a siddur open in front of you during Chazaras HaShatz, so that you should find it easy to follow what the Shliach Tzibur is saying.